The following is paid commercial programming. The content and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WSSP, Entercom Milwaukee, its staff, or sponsors. From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi, and every river, lake, and field in between, let's talk everything outdoors.
All aboard! Ha, ha, ha! You're on the crazy train!
Welcome to the Skipper Bud's Cutting Edge Outdoors. Fasten your seatbelts for a wild ride through Wisconsin's outdoors. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, good morning, folks. A little wet one today. He's Dan Bush. I'm Tom Neubauer. Nick Bodie on the boards, and we welcome you to the Skipper Bud's Cutting Edge Outdoors. We come to you every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. We are live. We are unrehearsed. We take your calls with questions and comments or just bragging rights, I guess, at 414-799-1250. That's 799-1250. Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good to be back, Tom.
Yeah, how was your hunt last week? Any breakdowns so you get stuck in a field anywhere?
Well,
Any mishaps?
No major mishaps,
well,
I guess.
That's good.
Yeah, no major mishaps. Right after I talked to you guys live from the forest, I walked 50 yards down, and there's a steep ravine. And I got near the edge, and sure enough, I heard a deer right below it.
Yeah,
and it could hear me. I could hear it. So I stopped, and I was watching kind of another side ravine, thinking it might run out that way. And it was a waiting game. I waited about 20 minutes, and then I heard it start making some steps.
Mm-hmm.
So then I probably should have just walked to the edge and got ready to jump it and see what it was, and I'd probably get a shot as it was flying down the hill. But I waited another half hour, and then I basically crawled to the edge and looked over, and it was gone.
Oh.
But I heard big, heavy footsteps. Yeah. And then met my buddy Scott at about 10:30 and walked him over to the playpen stand, so named because my brother set it up many years ago when his kids outgrew a playpen in the backyard, and he set it up there overlooking another ravine, and it's now known as the playpen stand. It's been modified and improved. Yeah. I left him there, and I walked off, and 20 minutes later, I heard kaboom, big 8-point, walked right up, turned broadside, and he got it. So he was happy.
Yeah.
And then later, his son Steven went and sat there, and his son Steven has gotten spoiled hunting in that Monroe-Sparta area with his grandpa, because at age only 14, he's already got several nice 8-points under his buck and under his belt, including a beautiful 8-point he shot with a crossbow at 10 yards away years ago when we left him at a spot, walked right up to him. But he passed up a big-bodied deer. They got some big-bodied deer up in the north, and it had a messed up, it was only like a 6-point kind of a fork-horn rack inside the ears, but they were big, thick, gnarly tines.
Yeah.
And I can't believe, I never have deer walk up to me like that. It walked up and turned, I guess, broadside 30 yards, and his dad was ready for him to take it. And he let it go. Up there, you don't just let those big old bucks go.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like it was a young buck. It was a big, heavy-bodied
deer,
big, thick neck and chest on it. But he passed it up. And so we did manage to get that one buck. I passed up two little bucks up there. I had one I bumped out of a bottom field. Swung on it, got it in the crosshairs, and I thought, nah, I thought it was a doe at first, and I did not have a doe tag. And same instant, I saw little spikes.
Yeah.
And I still didn't shoot. I let it go. And then I had another fork buck come on out, and I would have shot had I had a doe tag. It was broadside about 115 yards away, and I had it in the crosshairs, but I wanted to make sure it was a buck. And then it stepped out, and I could clearly see it was a buck. But at the same time, it turned angling away from me, and it wasn't a shot I wanted to take.
Yeah.
It was a fork buck, so I let that one go, too. So all in all, had a good time, good hunt. Yeah.
And no major breakdowns. No, that's great.
No major breakdowns. I did go back to hunt on the field Thursday night, Thanksgiving. And I sat, and 1 o'clock, nice fork buck came through. I let that little guy go, just moseying through the field. And right before dark, I had a little one pop out with a bigger one behind it, but they were behind my blind, which meant I had to kind of twist around and look out the window. And so I finally looked, saw the bigger one, and I thought, okay, I'm going to shoot that. And when I got the gun stool turned around and looked back, it was gone. Only the little guy. And the little one kept looking back over its corner. So the bigger one must have sensed something was wrong. Well, then about 150 yards away, a doe pops out. Then one pops out at 190 yards. And up before I know it, about six other deer just materialize out in this field. But I got the 44 Magnum because I only took one rifle with me on the trip because we were so jam-packed with Steven and Scott in the truck. I figured, screw it. I'm just going to bring one rifle and roll with that. But I thought, well, I'm going to wait till dark, wait till Ron pulls up with the truck. And